I voted for Trump twice. I think Trump is a great guy who's done amazing things for the country. I don't like this thing that Trump just said. And people are like, why are you a turncoat?
Yeah, that's true.
That's crazy. That's just crazy. I don't know what else to say. That's like, that's not living in reality. And so it's important that we understand the Democrats, they want to keep their mob, their team, as big as possible and utilize it as much as possible. On our side, we get people who, look, you saw this in Arizona, like, no, I don't like Blake Masters enough because of X, Y, or Z among Republicans.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't perfect enough, so they let a Democrat win.
Same thing with Kerry Lake. I mean, and again, the data reflects that if every Republican had voted for the Republican ticket, everybody wins close races. Close the show out here. Randy in Salem, Oregon. Randy, what you got for us?
Clay, I wanted to ask you, why do we have a Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl and we don't have a Greg Gutfeld Bowl or an Adam Carolla Bowl?
That would be fun. Who would you like to see a bowl game named after? I mean, the answer is pretty simple, because Disney/ESPN owns all of the bowl games, and so they decided to name one after Jimmy Kimmel for promotional purposes for his show.
You know what would be amazing? If one of the big networks launched a late-night comedy show where they actually were just doing comedy. Wouldn't that be a phenomenal? I mean, look, Greg has done a great job at Fox. That's a little bit of a center-right approach to things, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you just put a straight-up comedian who had no political inclinations leads whatsoever, I think there'd be a market for that. But maybe because it's not Jimmy Kimmel. That guy's the worst.
No, I think there is a huge market for just making people laugh, irrespective of their political leanings. We love entertaining you, hopefully also educating you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Still a lot more shows to come before the end of the year. We'll see you then.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Tired of overpaying woke wireless companies? How about this instead? Get talk, text, and blazing fast data for just $30 a month. You get this on the same network, the same towers, with the same coverage as the other guys, but for half the price. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Hallelujah.
You can start saving today without having to sacrifice on coverage. How do I know? I'm a customer. Listen to all the benefits you get. A U.S.-based customer service team to make your switch even easier. You're supporting a veteran-owned business, and here's the best part. When you dial #250 today and say Clay and Buck, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month.
Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and the good people at Pure Talk will get you switched over in as little as 10 minutes. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and make the switch to Pure Talk today. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. The last couple of years have been bumpy for business owners. How about a break? If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too.
They do all the work with no charges up front and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales.
Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is available for a limited amount of time. That's GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com.
Kevin Wolf.
One prominent labor union is flexing its muscle, taking votes to authorize strikes. A representative from the culinary union explains why they're being more aggressive. It's all a part of our Thursday show.
Noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timo sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timo sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
The holidays are here. Now through December 31st, Paul Powell will be making wishes come true. Just follow the Paul Powell Law Firm on Facebook. Comment on the daily post what you want. And Santa Paul will choose one lucky winner each day for the
Live
holidays.
From the South Point Hotel, Paul Casino, Powell. And Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Americans cutting back spending last month as the holiday shopping season began amid high prices. Retail sales off 0.6% from November to December, that after a sharp rise in the previous month. Bankrate.com senior industry analyst Ted Brossman says the report could be a hint about what's coming up.
People are being careful now. I think they might really be careful come January, February, when the bills arrive and there's not all the holiday fanfare. So I think slowing consumer spending is definitely on the side of the ledger of, uh-oh, a recession could be coming.
Well, the Biden administration proposing a ban on misleading ads for Medicare Advantage plans that seem to be targeting older Americans and, in some cases, convincing them to sign up for plans they don't need and that do not cover their doctors or prescriptions. The rule was proposed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It would ban ads that market Medicare Advantage plans with confusing words, imagery, or various logos. Also at townhall.com, the Senate has voted, and it was unanimous, to ban the use of TikTok on government phones and devices. Several states already have banned the use of TikTok on government devices of all kinds and computer networks over national security concerns. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the agency believes China does have the ability to manipulate content on the app and collect data on its users. The measure still needs House passage. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-15.
Hey, friend. It's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Another dubious distinction for the state's education system. Nevada was the only state in the nation to get a failing grade in every area of school funding. The Education Law Center's Making the Grade report ranked Nevada 47th in the country for per-pupil funding. spending $4,300 less than the national average. Nevada was the only state to get an F in all three categories graded in the report: funding level, funding distribution, and funding effort. The Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix had almost 96,000 people sign up for priority ticket access for next year's inaugural race, which means $743,000 of local charities. People signing up for the priority ticket access donated $7.77 to the charity. The Las Vegas Grand Prix Foundation has begun to distribute those funds, donating $100,000 to the Project 150 to help the homeless, displaced, and disadvantaged high school students. The foundation also made a donation to the well-known Three Square Food Bank.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Watch out for a crash. It's partially blocking the freeway on-ramp there to 15 South. That's eastbound Spring Mountain Road. Also, look out for some police activity. It's there on the right shoulder. That's on the Southern Beltway 215 westbound at the airport connector.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, December 15th. Good to have you with us. This is going to be a big show. We're going to cover a lot of ground, so buckle up. A lot of you are giving thought right now as to what your health care coverage is going to look like come January 1. The problem is time is running out. Like the show open says, time is running out. So it is that we have Pat Casale on, the owner of the MultiCare Group. He's also the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. We'll talk some politics a little bit later on. But I want to get to why today and this week is so important for folks looking ahead to 2023. Pat, are
ready
you there?
For me?
I
wasn't sure if you were ready. That was my cue. Today is the last day for anybody who wants to buy an individual plan for a 1-1 effective date. I have never been busier. It's been a long time since we have hit the levels of group benefit inquiries than we've had in the last month. I mean, right now I'm in the process of closing about 20 new groups all over the United States, which is exciting. The individual market is the craziest because people are just dying to get on the insurance, and nobody does anything timely. It's always today is the deadline. I want to do it now. And it's kind of crazy. And that's for January 1. Now, the good news is they've extended it this year. If you still want to get on after January 1, you could for February 1, but you'd have to have everything started prior to the 15th of January and paid for by January 15th or February 1st. But the truth be told is if you people out there, man, don't hesitate. And a broker does not cost you a dime, but can definitely enhance you and keep your eyes open. And you know, I don't peddle this stuff. I'm not a grifter. I make sure you know what you're getting. I had to turn a lady away today who was offered group benefits, because if you are offered group benefits, it's imperative. It's imperative that you go take that plan, because you can't get tax credits. But there is a new thing called the family glitch. So if you're offered benefits at your employer, Kevin, and the rates are too expensive for your dependents, you got to go on your employer plan, but your family can also go now on the exchange. And if your income fits, you can get the tax credits, which will reduce that premium.
Now, when we talk about the exchange, I always think of Obamacare, and I'm thinking about what a disaster that was. Is it better today with the exchange?
I have to answer that question? That's a joke. let me tell you something. No lie. The Affordable Care Act is the most oxymoronic expression in history. It's the most – right now, premiums have never been higher than we've ever seen. Now, if you're not getting tax credits, health insurance absolutely stinks. Kevin, if you're over 60 years old and you're married and your wife is over 60, in pre-Obamacare, you could have bought a $5,000 deductible for $224 each, $448 a month. That plan would be considered a gold plan or a high silver plan. That the equivalent of that plan today is $2,000 a month for a husband.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Minimum. Now, if you were to get a base plan with no copays, like an HSA, high deductible plan, husband and wife are going to spend in excess of $1,400 a month.
Who's got that kind of money?
And wait a minute. You know the best part? That's not counting the out-of-pocket maximum each. So you're looking at $14 and change a month plus another $14,000. God forbid the husband and wife get sick. So you go back to your question. Who's got $32,000 laying around, God forbid?
God forbid. Let me just ask you, people will end up saying, well, that's just inflation. Is that just inflation or is that something different?
So when they moved to the Affordable Care Act, they said, we're going to get you benefits that are going to be better coverage. If you like your doctor, you like your plan, all that good stuff. They lied. Jonathan Gruber clearly told the American people that if they knew it was in the law, they never would have passed it. Remember they said sign it to find out what's in it? Well, guess what? It was poison. And right now, we have, and I say this all the time, people don't grasp what I'm saying. We have the highest insurance premiums for healthcare in the history of the world. The highest out-of-pocket in the history of the world. You got that guy Bolt, who was the fastest man in the history of time. So that's what it's on that level. It's not world. It's a world record, but not a good world record.
Where is all this money going?
I wish I knew.
I mean, is this big pharma? We always talk about big pharma when it comes to drugs. I don't know what the equivalent is for healthcare, but where is this money going?
Well, you see, in the United States, everything is about practicing for profit. You know, you talk about big pharma. I was on a call. I've said this to you before. What gets me about big pharma? When asked why are our rates so high, well, the United States Americans they're rich. They make a lot of money. I want to grab them through the phone and strangle them to death because that's ridiculous. And you know what? This thing about the $35 for insulin for seniors sounds really great, but the premiums for those plans have gone through the roof. And what nobody realizes, if you go on Medicare, your greatest expense won't be the hospital; it'd be your pharmaceutical costs. You want to hear something really amazing, Kevin? If you are taking a very expensive drug pre-65 and you get a scholarship from the insurance company or, in fact, from the manufacturer, and they give you that drug for free, when you become Medicare eligible and go on Medicare Part D, they no longer do that. So you could potentially be spending up to $5,000, $6,000 on a drug that was free pre-Medicare. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm retired. I'm on a fixed income. So they're forcing people, they're saying they want people to retire, they're forcing us to work.
By the way, speaking of that, I've got a friend that just was bragging about getting his flu shot and saying, and it was for free. Who paid for that? Who paid for my friend's flu shot?
Apparently the federal government, and that means tax dollars that we're paying. Hey, about this one, Kevin, we just saw that they're sending $3 billion or $8 billion to Africa to shut down the coal plants. How about all the homelessness here in Nevada and around the United States at record highs? If you drive down East Sahara down by Maryland Parkway, you'll see people living in tents.
That's incredible.
What about those people? Why are we worried about other countries? What are we going to worry about us?
Good point. Good point. Let me ask you about inflation. I mean, we've been hearing about inflation, where the latest report shows that it grew at a 7.1% increase. And a lot of people are saying, oh, my gosh, bread is more expensive. Eggs are more expensive. Gasoline is more expensive, et cetera, et cetera. My question is, are doctors raising their rates to reflect inflation? I mean, their expenses are going up, too.
Well, this is a three-pronged question. First of all, healthcare is up 12.5% year over year. And I don't know the new math, but 12.5% for healthcare. I understand televisions are cheaper and car prices may have come down, but I don't buy a car every month. I don't buy a new TV every month, but I do buy food. Eggs prices are up because we now have to have cage-free eggs in Nevada. So when you look at the price of eggs being up 50%, for example, when you look at the price of meat being up 50%, I don't know where they're getting their 7.1%. They're lying. When you know how you know politicians are lying? When they move their lips. That's a joke, but it's old, but it's true. Okay? So the answer to doctors charging more money, it's a twofold question. Number one, they can't charge the insurance companies more. They're getting on a contract, and that contract states what they're going to get reimbursed. However, the new wave of ripoff by the medical field is this concierge BS. People pay for a concierge doctor, and if you're one of them and you're listening, call me. I'll educate you. It's the dumbest thing in the world. You're going to prepay a doctor so he can pick up so you can see him right away? All right, you know, get on your group health plan or buy a decent health plan. You got Teladoc. Guess what? You can see a doctor right away and get your prescription right away, and it doesn't cost you $5,000, $4,000, or $3,000 extra a year. I'm going to prepay a doctor. I'm going to finance his business. So his first 300 patients, for example, or 400 patients, all give him $4,000. Don't bitch about the healthcare premiums if you're giving a doctor $4,000 and you may only see him once or twice in a year. That's absurd. They're ripping you off. And they promise you a free physical. If you buy a health insurance plan, guess what? You get a free physical, including a colonoscopy. Bingo. They can't give you a free colonoscopy under that deal under concierge medicine. I tell you that sincerely. People, you're becoming insurance poor. Call me anytime, and I'll fix that problem for you.
Let me ask you, if folks want to know more about what is available just today versus what's going to be available beginning tomorrow or maybe January 15th, depending, where can they go? Where can they, how would they find you?
702-286-1014, which is my cell. 702-286-1014.
And by the way, your service is absolutely free. Am I right?
I mean, I don't cost you anything. The prices are the prices. I just met a guy this morning, and I showed them. There was a nice sized group. I met them at 7:30, and they were like, "Oh my God, we didn't know all this stuff was existed. Why didn't our agent sell us this?" I said, I can't answer that question. How about this one? A client friend of mine for years. He's with another broker for healthcare, and I hooked him up with a plan. He goes, "How can I move over to you right now?" He goes, "What if I just renew with them?" I said, "Here's the plan. Let them write this plan." You know what? I don't mind helping people find affordability. Healthcare has become a problem. And I will tell you this, Kevin. If you're a small business owner, group benefits are more affordable to you now than ever before by comparison to the individual plans. Not only are they better plans offering national access, the premiums are better and the benefits are enhanced. But when you go on individual plans and if you have to go through the exchange, it's strictly HMO, maybe one EPO, but the rates aren't that great and the plans are not that good unless you're getting all the tax credits or basically not making any money. So if you're a small business with a two-man group, not a wife, but an employee, buy group benefits. Way, way better opportunity for you right now to get affordability and be selfish. It's tax deductible to you as an employer. Anything you pay for your person is tax deductible, income tax free to them. And instead of getting them a raise, give them benefits. It works out better for you anyway.
And that phone number again?
702-286-1014. 286-1014. My A game is back, Kevin.
I love it.
The morning I had for a couple of years, I'm out of the fog, I promise.
I love it. We're going to talk some hardball politics coming up in our next segment. Stick around as he changes hats from the owner of the MultiCare Group to the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
670 KMZQ presents After Close the Radio Show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velasquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen and we are there. With over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love talking politics with Pat Casale. He's the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party, and he joins us as he does from time to time. I absolutely love having him on. And let me just ask you, I just saw a lower third graphic from CNN saying that sources are saying Jill Biden is, quote, all in for a second run at the White House. Are they smoking crack there now at the White House? What's going on?
Listen, I go for it, Joe.
Rock the world. Maybe more Democrats will leave the party and come on the Republican side because they can't believe how ignorant the left is becoming.
Well, and a majority of Democrats are saying that there should be somebody new running and that the old blood just doesn't cut it anymore.